Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second, the center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting third, the DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting seventh, the catcher, Matt Morello. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Eddie Williams. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sean Hillegas. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second, the shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting third, the center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth, the catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth, the DH, Dave Engel. Batting ninth, the first baseman, Terry Francona. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen strikes out. One out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gallagher strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sheffield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Deer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boston, who is chasing the ball. Deer reaches third base with a triple. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Surhoff takes first base on ball four. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Calderon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kittle moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston bunts towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kittle moves to third. Calderon moves to second. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kittle scores. Calderon moves to third. Boston moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Calderon tags and scores. Boston tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen takes first base on ball four. Morello moves to second. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallagher hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Engel is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Boston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Calderon moves to second. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Calderon scores. Boston moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Krueger now pitching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boston moves to third. Morello moves to second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Boston scores. Morello scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheffield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheffield hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount is hit by the pitch. Molitor moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Deer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Deer hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Guillen hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallagher bunts towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Guillen moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines strikes out. 1 out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-1, White Sox. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Calderon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lyon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-1 in the game. Engel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lyon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morello is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Morello strikes out. Surhoff drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morello out. 1 out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Guillen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona strikes out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sheffield is 0-2 in the game. Sheffield hits a line drive into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Braggs. Baines reaches second base with a double. Gallagher goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Baines scores. It's 10-1, White Sox. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Calderon moves to second. 2 outs. Matt Morello batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morello is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Morello takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kittle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Deer for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Knudsen now pitching. Charlie O'Brien now catching. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Gallagher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gallagher is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers won. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Bragg's batting right is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bragg's is 0-2 in the game. Bragg's hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner batting right is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gantner is 0-2 in the game. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Mike Felder pinch runs for Jim Gantner. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Engel is 0-2 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillegas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Francona is 0-2 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Felder now playing second base. Bill Spears now playing first base. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kittle is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Calderon is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Calderon strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Schaefer pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Boston is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Schaefer now playing shortstop. Carlos Martinez now playing first base. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Molitor is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sheffield is 0-3 in the game. Sheffield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Tom McCarthy now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Yount is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyons fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Deer is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schaefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Morello is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Morello hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lyons is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers won. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Braggs is 0-3 in the game. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schaefer misplays the ball. That's an error on Schaefer. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Engel is 0-3 in the game. Engel hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Felder moves to third. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Spears strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.